Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Azarian. And it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. And just a quick note, Sports Byline is struggling to stay connected here today, so if you if we drop off the radio, you can always continue listening. Online.com/YouTube. F4WOnline.com/YouTube, everybody. Twitch.tv/F4WVideo. Just want to get those out there before everything goes wrong. So anyway, we got a lot to get into here today. That was Filthy Tom will be here to help run down that show. We got some notes on Bloodsport, the New Japan.
We have seven matches announced for that show, and so we're going to tell you all of those and what else we might get as we get moving here.
Also have an update on Collision Saturday, the return of Roosh and Dralistico. We got updates on Logan Paul and Tom Brady. And Saturday night's main event, David Finlay returning to wrestling for AEW and not WWE/NXT. We got a new Sting trademark, which is amazing. And we got a bunch of ratings notes and plenty more. Of course, in the final segment of the show, we will tell you all about Dynamite from Wednesday night. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4W.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, going solo here today. And as always, we're doing the best we can. We got a lot. Stupidest question I've ever heard. All right, there we go. We should be back and good to go now, hopefully. All right, we got a lot to get into here today, and here we go. You know, this stuff always happens when I'm going solo. It's kind of how it works. But if you want to text us here today and join the show, 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Let's do it. All right. So first off, last night was Dynamite. And before the show, there were several dark matches. And Roosh! And Roosh is back. Roosh and Realistico both. They're both going to be wrestling on Saturday night, the Collision Show. They've got a five-match card already for Collision. We got FTR versus the Rascals for the tag team titles. We have got Claudio Castagnoli versus Takeshita, apparently not for the CMLL heavyweight title. We got Swerve versus Gravity, and we have Dralistico and Roosh versus The Swirl, The Outrunners, and Private Party in a match that presumably Dralistico and Roosh are going to win. I mean, if you look at the lineup, they probably should beat all of those teams. But both of them coming back from injury. And the story with Roosh is he was out with a knee injury. Dralistico wasn't going to be out for too long. I think he had an ear injury, if I recall correctly. But Roosh had a knee injury. And I guess they sent him to an NFL doctor. And it was one of those deals where the doctor said, you can either get surgery, which apparently would have put him out of action a long time, or you can do hard rehab for 3 months and see how the knee does. And worst case scenario, you get surgery. Then best case scenario, you come back. And so he chose the rehab and apparently worked last night and told people his knee feels great. So they're back and we'll see what happens on Saturday night. But that's the update on Roosh. And is that a number one contenders match? Does anybody know what's going on with that that four-way? I know the tag titles are on the line with FTR and the Rascals. And then, obviously, FTR is going to defend the titles against the Bucks at the pay-per-view, which is coming up in about 10 days. And then I guess we'll see what happens afterwards. But I presume the Young Bucks are winning the tag team titles because they did the heavy heat angle with the family and gave the stuff pile driver to the brother, threw powder in the eyes of the dad, and then shoved the Young Bucks' mother, who actually took a great bump. And they're all going to be at ringside for the match of the pay-per-view. So presumably they'll get involved and cost FTR the tag team titles. I could be wrong, but that seems to be the happy ending to the story they've told so far. So we'll see what happens at the pay-per-view. But we do have a somewhat of a lineup. We're 10 days out, and we have 7 matches. And normally, you know, the card comes together at the last minute. That's kind of how he does pay-per-views. But the lineup thus far is MGF, Hangman Page, Texas Deathmatch. If Hangman loses, he can no longer challenge for the world title ever again. They've done this once, and I don't know, man. I presume that Hangman Page is winning because, you know, the thing with Cody is Tony Khan has always kind of said, we're not going to break stipulations here, okay? Now, technically, Cody Rhodes is the guy who said, if I don't win, I will never challenge for the title again. It wasn't like an official stipulation from AEW. So they could have done the deal where, you know, he turns heel and ends up winning the title and he went back on his word, but AEW didn't actually break a stipulation. And, you know, I think technically Hangman did the same thing. People can correct me if I'm wrong. I was actually on a cruise when they shot this angle, but people have said it's the same thing. So they could have Hangman lose, and then later he turns heel, and technically AEW didn't go back on the stipulation. But the problem is something like that is semantics. And if you do a pay-per-view and you advertise that that is the stipulation, if Page loses, he can't challenge for the world title again. I mean, semantics aside, you're going back and you're breaking a stip. So I think that I can't imagine Hangman never challenging for the title again. He's like in his early 30s. It makes no sense. So, yeah, I think that I think MJF is going to win. We got FTR against the Young Bucks, as noted. And then we got Jon Moxley, Takeshita. No time limit match for the AEW Continental Championship. We got Bandido versus Andrade. We have Brody King versus Swerve Strickland. Tekla versus Chris Statlander is a best of three falls match, which I'm not sure we need that one to be a best of three falls match because, you know, especially depending on where they put that match on the card. And everybody loves Statlander, but the fact is her matches many times have struggled for heat. And going even longer by doing best of three, I don't know, maybe it'll work. But I don't know if I would have done that stip. And then Okada, Kyle Fletcher, and Mark Davis will be facing Kevin Knight, Mike Bailey, and Mystico for the AEW World Trios titles, which is obviously Mystico is replacing Hangman in that team. They lost the Trios titles, and so that will be a kind of a rematch there coming up at the pay-per-view. So also, I don't know if we talked about this, but Ring of Honor ran a standalone taping this past Sunday, and I guess they're permanently moving to Jacksonville. They will be doing standalone tapings for Ring of Honor, and this is different from what they used to do, which is tape a whole bunch of television. You know, those of you that used to go to the Collision and the Dynamite tapings, and sometimes they would do like these marathon tapings, especially for Collision. It's like they would do hours of Ring of Honor and then the Collision and then more Ring of Honor afterwards. And like people would go to the shows and you'd be there for like 6 hours or something like that. And now these will be standalone tapings. And obviously I think it's better in the sense that if you can get people into the building to just watch Ring of Honor, it's going to be a much better crowd for Ring of Honor than if you're running a Collision taping or a Dynamite taping and people show up to watch Collision and Dynamite and then they're forced to sit through Ring of Honor and they don't really care all that much. In theory, you should have better crowds. And I believe it is also somewhat of a cost-saving measure in the sense that, you know, I think that sometimes AEW had to pay extra money because the shows went so long that the building charged them more for those Ring of Honor tapings. And so I think it's a combination of the two things. Yes, I meant Hangman winning, not MJF. I might have said MJF, but I meant Hangman. Hangman is going to win the pay-per-view match. Everybody got it? But anyway, I think it's partially cost-saving and partially also hopefully a better crowd, as they're going to be serving the people who are showing up for Ring of Honor. So anyway, we're going to do a break. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Of 50, want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, going solo here today. Man, guys, combination of going solo, then we have connection issues that I have to deal with, and then as I'm trying to tell all this news and do predictions for some AEW pay-per-view, we get breaking news. So yes, my prediction for the pay-per-view is that MJF is losing to Hangman Page. Hangman is not losing. We're not doing a situation where he will never challenge for the title again. You got it? All right. Now, it does appear that Road Dogg has quit WWE. Trying to get more information, but apparently that just came out, and we did hear that it appears that he has quit. And I believe, I don't know all of this yet, so I gotta, we may have more information by the end of the show, but I believe that he was the head writer of SmackDown a while ago, and it was when they first went to 3 hours and the show was atrocious. And then I think it was like last summer, he wasn't like, you know, taken off creative, but maybe a restructuring, and somebody else kind of took over. And of course, that of course coincided with the show going back to 2 hours. So I'm sure that person got all the credit for the show getting better. And I will say that now that they have moved to 3 hours again, it is better. It has been much better at 3 hours in 2026 than it was at 3 hours in 2025. The 3 hour show in 2025 was freaking awful. And a 3 hour show in 2026 is better. And one of the reasons for that, I believe, is if you recall, I don't even know what brought about SmackDown going to 3 hours. Because if I recall correctly, when they did the earnings call, it was like, I'm not sure they were even paid more for that 3 hours. And they were 3 hours for, you know, half the year. And then they got that Braun Strowman show to go afterwards. They went back to two, and the Braun Strowman show did well. And then that show's over. So now we got 3 more hours. And I think it's going to be the same thing. They're trying to find like another show or maybe another Braun Strowman, another season. And then probably during the summer, the show will go back to 2 hours. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, why, the finances, whatever. But they might have got a little bit. I mean, they should have gotten more advertising money because they had an extra hour. But I'm not sure if they were like paid for the hour. But anyway, the point is this. In 2025, I don't want to say they were caught off guard by going 3 hours, but they certainly were not prepared to go 3 hours. Because, you know, they had a 2 hour roster for a 3 hour show. And Raw had a 3 hour roster for a 2 hour and 30 minute show. So, you know, Raw was longer, but when you watched the show, it was like they had enough people. They didn't have to have these excruciatingly long matches. The talent and everything fit the 2.5 hours. Whereas on SmackDown, it was like, this is a 2 hour show that just feels stretched 3 hours. They don't have enough people. They don't have enough talent. And then, you know, they went back to 2 hours. Everything was fine. And then, you know, they've moved back to three, but we've got a lot of call ups from NXT. We've had people that have jumped over from Raw. They've really filled out the roster. So now at least it feels like it's a 3 hour show with a 3 hour roster. I don't want it to be 3 hours. But if it's 3 hours, at least give me like 3 hours of content. So I'm sure, you know, people will say that one of the reasons the the 3-hour show last year sucked was because of Road Dogg. And I won't absolve him because maybe it did. I don't know. But I do know that, you know, the fact that they had a limited roster, a 2-hour roster for a 3-hour show, that was the biggest issue. Just like, why is this show so long? We don't need 3 hours. You can do the show in 2 hours. Whereas now, if you had to do the show in 2 hours, you'd have to cut a lot of stuff and cut a lot of people. So it is better now. We'll see what happens this summer when they cut back. Russell Votes is claiming that WWE is trying to put something together for Tom Brady to perhaps show up at WrestleMania. I would not be surprised. I'm sure they're trying to do a lot of stuff, I'm sure, because ticket sales still are not great for WrestleMania. In fact, let's see if we can get the latest update from WrestleTix. And by the way, this coming Monday, I did break down and I bought tickets, taking the kids to Raw. $300 to get the three of us in, which is more than I wanted to pay, if we're being honest. But about a month ago, it would have been over $600. So the fact that I paid 50% of what I would have paid, and they're not terrible seats. They're not like on the floor or anything like that. But I paid basically $100 each. We're going to go to Raw on Monday, and you'll have a live perspective here on this show and also Wrestling Observer Radio. Tom Brady is a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. That is correct. So, you know, they played Allegiant Stadium, so they're going to try and use that. So as of today, this morning, as of this morning, WrestleMania Saturday is at 36,735. And where is Sunday? Sunday is 37,346. So let's see what the last update was. I'm not even sure what the last update was, but I can tell you. Okay, so yeah, in the last week, okay, in the last week, they have sold 534 tickets. This is for the biggest show of the year, WrestleMania, two nights, Las Vegas, Allegiant Stadium. They've sold 500 tickets over the course of the past week. They're averaging 70 tickets a day for WrestleMania. For a show that they want to put 60,000 people or close into the building, they're stuck at 36, and they're moving 70 tickets a day. Should we find out what tickets are going for? Last I checked, I think I could get in for about $700 for like an absolutely horrific seat. So let's see what they're going for. WrestleMania 2026. All right. Should we do the combo package? WrestleMania 2-day combo package. Let's see what we got for 2-day combo package for WrestleMania. Currently at 36,000. All right. I'll say what? One ticket? I'm going by myself. All right. Right now, okay, they've dropped a little bit. Right now, if you want a 400-level ticket, section 406, row 3, which is about as high as you can possibly get and not touch the ceiling, if the roof is open. It's a retractable roof, right? Anyway, $341 is the absolute cheapest ticket that you can get out in the middle of nowhere for WrestleMania. If you get down into the 200 area, the very, very back of the 200, you're looking at still $600. The 100 area is about $600. Actually, no. That a prime 100-level seat is still $1,500. If we get down to the risers, in the 100 level. You're looking at $3,000 a ticket. If we get down to the floor, the B section of the floor, $2,500 for a ticket. The A level on the floor is currently $9,000 a ticket. And that's that. The best seats available right now, section A4, row 2, $46,000. Section A1, row 5 is $12,000. Section A6, row 8 is $9,000. And, yeah, that's what you're looking at. So, yeah, tickets aren't moving at all. And prices, I think, are the main issue. So, there we go. Let's see. Philip here, who I sat with last year. My friend did the winter presale for both nights. And my tickets for both nights from where we were last year to this year was $300 for night one and $500 for night two, $983 total. And those were good seats. So he paid $983 last year. And I would say we were probably in an area where now instead of paying $983, you would be paying $2,700. So triple, I think, compared to what we paid last year. So anyway, the point is tickets are too expensive. People aren't going. And it's not just WrestleMania. It's like you got to go to two nights of WrestleMania. You got to fly to Vegas. You got to get a hotel, which is going to average you like, I don't know, $300, $400 a night. I mean, it's just too much money. People aren't willing to pay this year. And I think the other issue, possibly the larger issue, the largest issue is the tickets prices. But the other issue is we still don't know practically anything for WrestleMania. I mean, we got a few matches, but, you know, people need a card if they're going to pay that kind of money, and we don't have one right now. And Elimination Chamber is over in, what, five matches between two nights? Anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You're on with Scott Farrell, Coast to Coast.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we'll try to get to Dynamite here. If we don't, Brian and Vinny's show tonight, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. 90 minutes to talk AEW and NXT, and there's a lot to talk about. And you can subscribe at WrestlingObserver.com, which gets you the Wrestling Observer newsletter, the Wrestling Observer newsletter archives, the all the podcasts, 18,000 archived podcasts are available at WrestlingObserver.com, and all that kind of good stuff. So that's WrestlingObserver.com. If you only want the podcasts or want to save some money because you're trying to buy WrestleMania tickets, the YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify are all just $9.99. You get all the podcasts. Spotify and YouTube include the audio and video. Spotify has video now. You get audio or video. Obviously, YouTube, not only do you get video, but you can watch the shows live. And if you have an Apple device and want to do Apple Podcasts, that's available as well. So either go to f4wonline.com, which has everything, or f4wonline.com/YouTube for the YouTube page. f4wonline.com/Apple for Apple Podcasts, or f4wonline.com/Spotify for Spotify. And all those latter three services, all $9.99 per month. So first off, I was talking earlier about SmackDown and Braun Strowman and everything like that. And it looks like second season production has begun. A return date has not been announced yet, but expected to premiere early September of, early summer of 2026. So possible that that's going to be the impetus for SmackDown going back to 2 hours if that happens again this year, because that's what happened last year. So, and best wishes to him because he's had a rough time physically of late, but looks like it's back into production and he's eating like a maniac again. So there's that. Then, of course, the Road Dogg story that we talked about earlier. And that follows in the heels of this. And actually, I think Filthy might have talked about Braun Strowman's show several weeks ago. But it is officially in production now. WWE has a new lead writer, Alexandra Williams, posted Wednesday. She has been promoted to vice president as well as lead writer of Raw. Williams has been with WWE since October 2020, starting as a writer and producer for Raw, getting a promotion as senior writer and producer. February 2024, she is now the lead writer for Raw. So basically, what's happened here is we've got a creative shakeup on Raw and SmackDown. And it was hinted to me that it's possible there is more to come. And I'll say this, okay? I'll say this. Has the creative been great of late? It is not. Are there some reasons for that? Well, of course there is. You know, one of the biggest things that was going to happen at WrestleMania was Braun Breaker beating CM Punk for the title and the elevation of Braun Breaker. And obviously, Braun Breaker got hurt after Seth Rollins got hurt. Bronson Reed then got hurt. And so, yes, now we have Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. Seth getting revenge on somebody who wasn't even with the group when the group was when Seth went down. But like, what can you do? Braun Breaker got hurt, screwed up everything. Bronson Reed got hurt, screwed up everything. So, I mean, there are things that have happened that have caused certain storylines. You know, if you hate what they're doing with Rhea Ripley and Jade Cargill, it was never supposed to happen. It was supposed to be Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair. There were a lot of things that were supposed to happen that as a result of injuries or whatever, they're not happening. But with that said, even on top of that, has creative been great? No. So I don't like seeing anybody fired. Do I like to see someone get a promotion? Sure. You know? Do I think that we could use maybe a creative shakeup? Sure. Do I think that that has anything to do with WrestleMania stuck at 36,000? No! They're stuck at 36,000 because the show's too expensive. We don't have a lineup. You know, they mentioned, I mean, there was a deal a couple of, about a month ago, actually. You know, they was talking about how, you know, there was a report out that there was going to be a WrestleMania card shakeup as a result of ticket sales being slow. And he pointed out, which is correct, how does a card that nobody knows have anything to do with how many tickets have been sold? We don't know what their proposed card was. They've changed whatever the lineup was for WrestleMania. Maybe we would have liked the other one better. Nobody knows because we don't know what the card was. So the idea that you're changing, I just punched the mic violently, the idea that you're changing a card that nobody knows because you think the card that nobody knows is why no one's buying tickets, this is a classic example of there is an obvious problem, but let's look at every other thing and change things that have nothing to do maybe with the problem and go from there. Hey, maybe I'd love creative to be better. I'd love creative to be better everywhere, but I don't think that that's the solution to the problem they're facing, which is that no one's buying tickets for WrestleMania this year. You know? Here's the thing with high tickets, guys. Okay? Some people get really mad at how much the ticket prices are. But I don't like the ticket prices being this high. But the fact of the matter is, they're running a business and they have to answer to shareholders and they have to make a lot of money. Okay? If you're going to charge $35,000 for a VIP front row two-night pass for WrestleMania, if you want to charge $35,000, okay, if you charge these ticket prices and you sell out every single ticket, then as a business, that's what you should do, okay? If you are AEW and you decide we're going to sell all tickets for $5, and what happens is the scalpers buy up all the tickets and they sell the tickets for $100 and you sell out, well, clearly you should have sold them for $100 because the people paid $100 for the tickets, but you sold them for $5. So you got to find out how much can we charge for tickets where we will sell all these tickets, okay? And the prices may be high. If things are hot, the prices are high. That's just the way things work, okay? That's the street price. But when you are running a show like WrestleMania and you're trying to sell 60,000 tickets and you stall out at 35, the answer is not creative. The answer is not whether Road Dogg is on the SmackDown team or not or anybody else. The answer is your tickets are too high. And when your tickets are too high, you have two options, okay? You can look at reality, which is the tickets are too high, or you can look at everything else that has nothing to do with it and make a whole bunch of changes, and you're still not going to sell any more tickets. So prices will drop, and we'll see if I end up going to WrestleMania. But I ain't going at these prices. I'll tell you that much. All right. Person says, I don't know about finding the price ceiling with the biggest show of the year at WrestleMania. Bro, it's not just WrestleMania. I told you about Raw, okay? Raw ticket prices were twice as high a month ago, and they have since dropped by half. And like everyone's talking about international fans and everything like that. Are international fans coming to Raw? The Raw in Seattle, the ticket prices, I paid half of what I would have paid a month ago. The prices have gone down. And if you look at the seating map, there's still a lot of tickets available. Those aren't tickets that somebody from London was going to buy, but they decided they're not coming to America. The tickets were too high for a Raw in Seattle, and it's not the only show. So that's the update. All right. Let's do a quick look at Dynamite. We can do this quickly because a lot of it's just wrestling. A lot of it was very good. Although, as we'll talk about tonight, I don't think Dynamite needs to go 18 minutes past the top of the hour every single week, especially when the main event is starting in the overrun. They were 3 minutes into the overrun when the main event started, and we had a commercial break during an overrun. There's enough wrestling on television. There's such a thing as too much of a good thing. MJF and Kevin Knight, excellent main event. Actually, it was the opener, but it was the main event. Max ended up winning with the Heat Seeker. They did give a visual pinfall at one point to Kevin Knight, but it was kind of weird. It was like MJF set up the visual pinfall for himself so he could lay down longer, but he did get the win, got the Heat Seeker. Very good match. And then Hangman Page came out, distracted him, speedball hit Max with a super kick, and that was that. Orange Cassidy and Darby Allin versus Clark Connors and Gabe Kidd. Orange hit Clark, pinned him, and then the heels beat down the babyfaces afterwards, and David Finlay debuted for AEW. The War Dogs are back as just the Dogs, all three of them. And David Finlay, I guess he got offers from everywhere, and the highest offer was AEW, and so that's where he went. And that's that. We had Brawling Birds versus The Inspiration. God bless them. But, like, for a work rate-based company, I was astounded to hear that the Inspiration signed with AEW. I didn't know what they were going to do. I was just aghast at the idea of these matches. And I don't know how much they're being paid, man. But they were paid enough to leave TNA as tag team champions. And they showed up here and were immediately squashed and both pinned at the same time. It was like a blow-off for, like, a run. Like, they're leaving the territory. And this was their first match. Brawling Birds won. We had a Hangman squash, and then he cuts a promo. And long story short, this sets up a six-man for the main event, which we shall get to. John Moxley beat Hechicero in a very good match. Then set up the Takeshita match for the pay-per-view. They're going to do a no-time limit match. Had a segment with the Young Bucks and FTR setting up their match at the pay-per-view. We had a Brody King promo, where he was attacked by Swerve and choked out with a chain. And that sets up their match coming up at the pay-per-view. Wonder if they're going to add a stip to this, because we got a lot of stipulation matches coming up on this show. Tekla and Thunder Rosa for the women's title. Match was all right. Tekla won. Spear, curb stomp, pinned her. And then Statlander came out. Sisters of Sin prevented her from getting in the ring. Tekla hit Thunder with another curb stomp, left her for dead. And they're going to be doing that Statlander Tekla best of three falls match at the pay-per-view. There were 7 minutes officially left on the show with a main event still to come, but instead they brought out Ciampa, and he did a segment with FTR, and they wanted him to join. He said he hated their guts, ended up hitting Dax. Dax ends up leaving, said he'll see him Saturday at Collision, and got everybody talking. Is Johnny Gargano leaving WWE and coming in? I don't know. I have no inside info, but it was at least interesting that they kind of teased that. And then the main event was Jet Speed and Hangman against the Don Callis family, AEW tag team titles. And we had a commercial. We had a video unavailable portion of this match. And then we came back for a whole bunch of crazy dives, big spots, big moves. And then Okada gave Kevin the lariat. Davis hit him with a pile driver. Kevin Knight is pinned twice on one show. It couldn't even beat Speedball. So Don Callis family, Aussie Open, all tag team champs again. Yes, I know they are trios champions, but they're tag team champions. It's a tag team trios match, whatever. So anyway, Hangman got involved and he ended up, actually, MJF got involved, clobbered Hangman with the ring, which basically Hangman had asked for earlier, so he got what he deserved. And that sets up some stuff for MJF and Hangman as well. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as a dollar a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes, a lot of stuff happened today. Jeez. An hour just flies by when there's all of this news. Well, listen, if you want more news, WrestlingObserver.com. As noted, Vinny and I are going to be up tonight. Brian and Vinny's show, 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern, only for YouTube subscribers live. The rest of you, the Apple Podcasts and Spotify and main site and everything like that, it'll be up about 5 minutes after the show ends. I get them up quick. But, yeah, we'll be doing that live tonight. So frwonline.com/YouTube, sign up and watch the shows live. You can chat along with us during those shows. And we answer questions and fun stuff like that. So anyway, that's coming up tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. It'll be a fun Friday with Filthy Tom Lawler. Maybe we can do a sponsorship snackdown or something fun. And then this weekend, we'll be covering the NXT PLE. Probably Sunday night with Vinny appears to be the plan. I got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, as always. So anyway, should mention also, if you want to head to the Vegas convention with us, much cheaper than WrestleMania. A lot of fun stuff. There's Q&As and live podcasts. You can meet Dave and I and Vinny. And we got post shows after WrestleMania. We got a deal where we can sit and watch wrestling with Dave Meltzer. We've got an all-you-can-eat Brazilian steakhouse. Tickets for all of this are available. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. So you should check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. So check it out and join us, everybody. And that's all. So thanks for listening. We'll be back later on tonight with more. I'll be back tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live.